go. This opportunity again to be your house and to set at your feet to learn more of you. We thank you for the week that ended yesterday. Your protection, your healings, your provision, your blessings, both spiritually and physically. We thank you, God, for joining mercies to the church this morning. Thank you for the blessings in the Sunday school. We thank you for the testimony of your protection over your children. We thank you, God, for special members. Thank you for the worship service, the hymns and the choruses that have been sung to praise your name. We ask that you accept our worship, and may you bless all the song leader, users of instrument, those who sound special, and the entire congregation. Lord, we look up unto you for more of your blessings today. We pray that you may open the windows of heaven and pour forth your blessings upon us. Those who are physically present and those who are listening online, we ask that the Holy Spirit will quicken all of us together, that Lord will receive every blessing that you have for us today. The devil, your enemy, our enemy, whichever way has planned to cheat anybody, may you stand for your people. At the end of the service, there will be testimonies of deliverances, there will be testimonies of healings, there will be testimonies of Holy Ghost baptism, there will be testimonies of higher heights. Grant it, eternal Father. Answer every question. Solve every problem. Dissolve every doubt. Deliver from every worst of the enemy. Get glory unto thyself. Let the blessing be ours, your children. Wherever your children are gathered in like manner this morning, across the globe, your presence be with your people. May you be the strength of your servants. Give them option and inspiration. May your word be delivered to the souls of your children. And may he accomplish his purpose. Thank you, eternal Father. Jesus, mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Very familiar with. I don't know why the person is asking the question. Sister Annette is a long time no see. God bless you. You're welcome again. And, the question says, please, sir, the long wig or wave on that sisters are wearing on their heads to church. Is it in line or according to the message of the hour or contrary? The prophet said we should not fashion ourselves like the people of the world. Please explain it better. A sister. Is the question clear? I know many of us know the answer. Because we have talked about this before. I will just say a word, and then, because I don't want to, today is not a question and answer day. The prophet did not completely condemn attachment. Can I hear your response to that? But the prophet said that if you are going to use what looks like the one there. Look natural. Look like a human being. As for the length of the attachment, we don't have the code to justify if it is convenient for the person. Is the one that will carry the load. I'm not the one that will carry the load. You'll be the person to carry the load. But the ones, if it's attached and is no pleated body, and I'm sure that sometimes you can still plate your body. When AI is also looking like it's part. When we were small, when we were young, before I even came to the city. What guests used to do is to put a comb on the stove. And they will put their heads. Sometimes they used to peel the skin also. So when they put in something as it's hot, they will be using it now to comb it something, so it will be burning it. So to make it to look like really what they want to imitate is white hair, white man hair. That's really the point. That's what we know then as palming. I don't know what they call it now. That's what we call palming. And then I think the when you also do it in the way they call one Jericho. All those ones we used to take them to be worldly. Satisfy yourself. Everybody has gotten some conscience. If even when you are even putting even the natural attachment, if the motive even there is still wrong, is still sinful. The motive must be, you know, the Rabbi was saying that if you have a thin hair, no, you can get a switch of hair. That's exactly the word he used there. And himself used attachment. But Abraham used attachment. Yeah, look at me. I'm a message in there like yourself. But there was a reason for it. Because of the accident, the acid accident he has on his head. When the brother that was a barber, who also happens to be in Sunday school, is he superintendent now in his church, was the one barbing his head, and he was talking, he was not looking well at what he was not concentrating on what he was doing. So he said, this is your dandruff of this or something, so I want to use a shampoo also to wash it. And while we were talking, I started talking different sometimes. So as he was reaching for it, it was carbonic something. As he poured it, when the problem came was when he knew what he has poured there. And that was what burned this one down to the roots. And he never, those hair never grow to today. Though by now he is back now. Until Abraham passed from here, it never grew. I mean that Abraham speaks much in preaching. When he is in the cold region, and those cold enter his something, he neutralizes his voice. So for that reason, he thought of what to do. First of all, the white button with stocking cap, which is something that will stick to the head, cloth material but nylon type like that, as if they call it stocking cap to prevent the something. But Abraham said that by the time he started to wear it, people want to be calling him bishop. So he removed it. Then he now got this switch of hair. It was on his head, even when he had the accident. When he had the accident, he had Billy Paul. Is my hair on top of my head? Say yes. Say remove it. He say tweet. Say remove it. Then jack it, and then offer prayer for the wife. God bless you. So as for the hair, suit yourself. Sometimes we see things that we know is not exactly according to the message, but you know, our hair when you are growing old. From youth age, your hair will be turning white, isn't it? Will it be turning brown? If it's turning brown, it means that it has been palmed severally before. That is why it turned that color. I mean, dyed. When you dye for years, if you turn another color, that's what used to show that this one, this is what it was before. Like people that bleach, when they stop, you will see different colors from the leg. That's why you know that this one has, you know, anything that is outside of the way God does it, you will be exposed. So we don't have in Nigeria other, you know, you will see some people, even men, you just see, they just do their hair butter color like that completely. Don't you so see it? Then we also see some different colors, some will be black, some will be like white, some will be brown, some will be inside the same person's head. God doesn't have those creations in his own. May God have mercy upon us. Today is no question and answer. Let's play sing a little hymn and prayer. 647, I think. Precious Lord. Parable of the fig tree, when its branch is yet tender and put forth leaves, you know that summer is now. So likewise, he, when he shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. From that day and hour knoweth no man, know not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. For as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. You can please be seated. I just want to quickly summarize, then we go and hit the highlights, and then try to bring this sermon to a close, and then if I will have to be the one next, then we think of something else to say. In the preambles, we saw Abraham giving testimony of what happened in the morning of the day bring the sermon, the flashing red light of the sign of his coming, and in the course of it, he gave testimony of the dead they are seen raised back to life, which is mentioned for that morning, making it about four that he mentioned here. Though there are others that have also happened in other places, he did not bring it here. And then he came to this topic after reading the scripture. When the disciples showed Jesus Christ the temple in Jerusalem, and perhaps the expectation would be that they will commend the builders. It's not that they did not appreciate the builders, but what concerned him more is what lays ahead. So he told them that as you see this building like this, that a time is coming that one stone will not be on the other, that will be thrown down. And the scripture told us that while he sat on the Mount of Olives, that the disciples came to him privately and asked him questions. This statement you made, you see, it's good to, if you don't listen to what is being preached, you can't have a question. It is when you listen, that is when you are able to spot some areas where you need clarification. And then you ask questions. But inside sleep, you know, like we are reading this morning about Esau despising his birthright. Today, that one is for Esau. Today, it's not going to be a plate of food now. It's going to be different things. Satan does not repeat one tactic the same time. I mean second time. Because you know that this one is already exposed. It's just like now somebody just call you now and say that there is a 4-digit or whatever number that is sent to your phone. Dictate it. And you are seeing new. You go and dictate it. All your account is finished. Different styles. So say I mistakenly send credit to your phone. God bless you for the credit. That's all. All kinds of tactics like that. So, and that time it was a plate of food. But today, you can see when we come to church. I've said it, let me repeat it here again this morning. Until this book is opened, everybody is awake. If you want to confirm, you come and stay in front and be watching one day. You will find out that when they are singing, no sleep. When they are the special number, no sleep. When they are giving testimony, no sleep. When they are any other thing, no sleep. During announcement, no sleep. It is once this book is open like this one, you will see sleep will start. That is when Satan starts his work. He is making every effort to make sure that another plate of potash will rob you of the bad light. He's going to give you a good excuse for it. You will see some people, even though they are not sleeping,
They are thinking while they are sitting down here. So at the point in time, they will stand up. You go and call somebody. I want to see you outside. When you get outside, say, I don't want to forget. This is before you leave my mind. It's the devil. You don't want to forget. Why don't you judge there? You don't remember till you enter church. Then you think you will not remember after. It is Satan is just tapping you that something is to be said. It's not meant for you. That is why he gets you engaged in something like that. Or different tactics we know. Rapport said we are not unaware of the devices of the enemy. There are so many devices. And he uses himself, the king of Persia. He's not sending his demon because he knows this is the last. So he's really at work. So if you are not alive and you are awake, you are determined. I know that if people will sleep like people that come from very far distance before they get there, it's not easy. But after you have stressed yourself and you have sacrificed, you still have to know that that is not the end of the sacrifice. That I have to also sacrifice to keep myself awake so that I can get the blessing, so that my effort will not be in vain. Because it's a good excuse that you have come from far. See where you come. People should understand. We understand. But did God understand? Will that one be your blessing? So it's your choice. May the Lord be our help. They asked him questions and he answered them. He answered them one. He gave the answers. You know? The first question about the temple, he gave the answers, majorly verse 15 to 21. The second question, he gave the answers, like verse 23 to 28 and verse 32 to 39. And the third, he gave the answer in verse 29 to 31. Abraham said, when he was talking about that last phase, he said Jesus was talking about the sixth seal there. When the moon will be darkened, that is what will happen in the tribulation. You know, between the rapture and the end of the world is 3.5 years. And the things that will take place at that time, some of those things are what Jesus was mentioning in verses 29 to 31. Amen. So the prophet said, Jesus mentioned and said that the generation that see these things, then the prophet said, which generation? What generation? He said, the generation that sees the apostasy. And what is apostasy? Leaving the word of God. That generation that pushed the word of God aside. And this generation, if you go to the church ages, Laodicea church, that is when Jesus is on the outside. The six ones he was seeing in the inside. But this generation is where he is outside and see a son at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice. So this is the generation he's actually talking about. This is the generation of the full manifestation of the apostles. When the word of God is fully, completely rejected and Christ is pushed outside the church, it is this generation that will see the fulfillment of question 2 and 3. Amen. And he said the emphasis that we want to talk about majorly is the days of Noah. Because Jesus pointed the disciples to the days of Noah to go and see that when the world is in that state, we also talk on the, because he also make reference to the days of Lot. But Abraham spent more time on the days of Noah than he did on the days of Lot. No, Noah, his own time covered the entire earth that were living there. Lot is just the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah where he operated. So what the one that had the wider scope is that of Noah. So Abraham spent more time on the days of Noah than he did the days of Lot. But both days are here.
Both days that was prophesied that when we are in the days of man, when the days of Lord will be, both days are here fully manifesting in this our time, that we can all see it with our naked eyes.
Amen.
The first sign, multiplication, where men began to multiply. Prophet talk of, despite the fact that this is where we have the highest rate of abortion, see, population continues to boom anyhow. So, when men began to multiply, multiplication is much in this day than any other age. Population explosion. And today you have, Abraham talk about the wholesale beauty. And even the one that is not very beautiful, there are things to do to make them pretty. Until he said that those that used to be like Miss America, or that is the most beauty pageant or whatever you call it in America today, will be like somebody in the antique. Because it's every girl today is pretty. Like I said last Sunday, naturally you are beautiful. If you are not, if you are not deformed. Even we even have people that are even deformed and they still get husband. We have girls that used to be on wheelchair and they will get husband that is standing like this one. And they are never ashamed of their wife. They will post and take pictures with them and the rest of you like that. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. When somebody treads the path of God's word, God is obligated to make a way for that person. But when you want to help yourself, go ahead and help yourself. This thing we call beauty, God can turn into the opposite in 1 second. He can allow you to be turned otherwise. Whether where you put acid yourself, that's where it boils down. Or where they put hot water, I mean, either hot water or hot oil or whatsoever. Or you move where gas is exploded in your face, or you are cooking, the thing exploded and finish all this place. You, especially people that want to be yellow, you really be yellow. You really be yellow. That's for yellow. That one is a simple thing. God can activate the yellowness that will be yellow all over. So when you talk about beauty, it is because God is not looking at a human being. God does not force anybody. Go anyhow you want to do it, no problem. And we also see people marry husband that the husband, because they feel that the wife is too attractive and he is not, instead of him being the only person. Will I say there are other people help him in this job? Some go ahead and work on the beauty of the woman to make her not attracted. We have heard of all that also. Amen. It is because of this beauty that people go to bobbing their hair. They feel that they will not be beautiful. When I see a lady that has bobbed their hair, the way I even feel nowadays is exactly the way God feels. I don't see 1% of beauty in that one, but I just, all that I'm looking at is abomination. Ichabod, to be precise, is what I'm looking at, the glory of God at the party. When I see a lady that is wearing a trouser, what I see is abomination. These are part of the things they think that make them beautiful. But it makes them abominable to God, and the glory of God has departed from them. And that's why we see makeups. And you guess, now every time your lip, they crack. Even when we are inside it, you are always putting. Whether I don't know whether it is a road, whether it is passing, it's always on your lips when there is no matter. If not because of the message, you will have put colored one. Let's face facts.
What you tell me, what is really wrong with your lips?
That you are rubbing it with something special.
Why are you emphasizing the lips?
All those things we know. Oh, merciful God. No, sometimes some people will come to Google to say they are spiritual.
Make up. To make up, even the name make up, is that you are making up for something that is not up to the quality it should be. So you are saying that the way God made it is not, he didn't put it to standard before. So this your effort will now make it to be up to the standard it should be. That is a make up. Sexy clothes. When you wear a cloth that is sexy, even some people will say you look sexy. Men will even say you look sexy. And somebody is happy with that. They are only using a different word for another thing. What they are actually trying to say is that you are a prostitute. Brethren, use the word in this message. He says, they are not, it's nothing less than public prostitute. Public harlot. Say, Luke says. Lipsticks. Powder. That's also your own eyes. Is the one that have oil. So men's face doesn't have oil. Why don't you get to an handkerchief to clean your eyes? Perfume. Those areas get as big. Boys follow me, girls follow you, perfect. Even where they sell it, the things they put on the body, you get it. Some they will put their kiss me on perfume. Different things that they put on their perfume. Then you are body odor. You have body odor, isn't it? Once in a while, I use roll-on. You know, sometimes I use, what do you call it? This shaving powder. It stinks badly. In fact, if you don't wash it thoroughly, if you don't wash it with soap and you don't scrub it, everything will be white. And that's also how the odor is conk. But that's the only thing that can remove those bumps when they are developed. But even with that, it does not call for 24 hours perfume. This is a written there that this one will last for 24 hours. You'll be smelling with it for 24 hours. You have a motive. You have a mission. You have an objective. It's easy as it is, be like that, graveyard. God be merciful to your sinful soul. The prophet said, you know what led to the problem of the prophet when those four boys, or five of them, want to beat him and deal with it? It was because he was trying to pack books for a girl. Then he said, So if somebody will follow this girl, now you? Rabbi said, if one girl is pretty at that time, all the boys is interested to follow the girl. Who do know the reason why Rabbi was trying to? He said, he's a fool man. He's a fool man. He wanted to smoke. It was God that drove it from him. He wanted to drink. It was God that kept him from all those. He wanted to. But the home where he was brought up, that's the norms there.
where the parent is encouraging the child to do it. That's how he grew up. But God kept him. So he was trying to, that's why they corner him and beat him up. Somebody will hold his hand at the back and pound, somebody will pound rock on his face. When they dealt with him finished, he was pleading like, just let me, I will just go home straight. If you don't release me, I'll just go straight, I will not do anything. He pleaded with them. When they released him, then they were going. Then he went to get his rifle and was hunting for them. Then finally he had them talking somewhere. He said, that Kentucky boy will know where he is tonight. He will know where he is tonight. Then he just slipped out and come out. And then they saw him, they saw his hand and rifle there. Then they think, Tom, Billy, please, Billy. As at that time, there's no forgiveness in his diary. Billy, please, please. He said, look, forget about, don't waste your time saying you are begging. Only thing I want to tell you that anyone that don't want to see the corpse of another person, you stay in front. So you'll be the first one to go. Then you don't see another person's corpse. But as for whether you are collecting, all of you are dying here. And the prophet said, and I meant it. Say, and I meant it. But God didn't also want him to be a murderer. He's the messenger of the age. God made sure that there is no blemish on him. That's not the only time he attempted to kill. The person that poisoned his dog, Mr. Scott, a policeman. He went to get his rifle, but the father jacked it from his hand. He said, okay, I know what I will do. So when he's on duty, and I'm driving, I will do as if my vehicle had problem, the brake failed. I'll go and hit it. He said it on the bridge of the sermon. That's why we saw him with it. But before he had the opportunity, he got saved. Because he promised the dog when he was doing ashes to ashes for the dog that I will get the man for you. So when he got saved, he said he was the one that led the man to Christ. These are the way we check our Christianity, where we reach. Because the one that offended you 5 years is still there here. And you are still seeking for opportunity to revenge. Then when you compare your own experience with the prophet, you find out that what the prophet got, you have not got. No matter whatever you say, you have not got. The prophet said that we want you to be pretty. He said, but be natural. In those days, because of the beauties of the women, the Bible says they took them, first of all, we took them wives. Abraham said that in the Greek, when he changed the Greek, he said women. See, he didn't mention wives. It was a translator that put wives there. Say, take them, they took women. See, that's correct something from the Greek. Which means that there was nothing said about marriage. They just grabbed this one as boys used to do. And a boy that is living that kind of life is preparing himself for the wrath of God. You are preparing yourself for the wrath of God. Experience you should not have known. You know more than married person. You are preparing yourself for the wrath of God. Yes. You boys, may God have mercy upon you. If you don't surrender your life to God and you allow Satan to be the controller of your life, a time is coming when God will ask you. A time of regret is coming. A time to suffer for your wrongs is coming. Abraham, even the elected of God, he suffered for. Abraham said he reaped every grain that he sowed. Don't hide under predestination. You will still repeat. Yes.
you are cheap in defiling gates. Whether because of your, if you claim to be handsome, if you claim to have few something inside your pocket, or you are brilliant in school, or you are eloquent, any of the tools that you are using to attract guests that are ungodly, daughters of Cain. Brabham said they were wicked. Wicked in heart. And because you are a holy son of God too, you are using all these things to attract them and to be defiling them. Think about your life. When you marry, how many people do you want to defy your wife? God be merciful unto your soul, Lord. We are just making a little review. The sons of God, the prophet said, that is the sons of Seth. The daughters of men, they are the daughters of Cain. Those sons of God, which the Bible said, men began to call on the name of the Lord. But these daughters of Cain, you know that nothing good can come out of Cain. He was a serpent seed. Nothing good can come out from serpent seed. And he said, the prophet said that men became women chasers and became slaves to women. Or even police. When they stop women, what they say is a pretty lady. Instead of charging them for anything, they collect the phone number. Of course, my father of all says that, madam or lady, you know what you have done? It's against the law. How many years in prison or how many fines and that? When they have, first of all, read out in something and she saw the implications, and you know some of these ladies too, the way they will be doing their headlights or something. So the police, to him, say already know what this one is looking for. So just collect the phone number. I said, I will reach you. That's all. Robert said, that is why they came out with the issue that women are serpent drivers. Same self and Billy Paul proved it one day that out of 300, 281 were the women that made the mistake, and 19 were the men. Look at the ratio. How is it that the conclusion come out like this? The prophet says the reason is that these ones are not recorded. They don't bring them to book because they are pretty. God be merciful. Now marriage is honorable, the prophet said, but men go about it in an ungodly manner. Like the message, think oneness or so. He said, God made man to marry his wife and to live with her. But some man want to live with every other woman. Hey! Some of these people, if you near their wife like this, even stand with their wife to talk for 2 minutes, they will bring us last. But then they said, terrible wicked people. Like somebody was telling me during the week about his dad in his days. Say that his dad has seven wives. With the seven wives at told, say we come out of your money and between is this chewing stick to brush the something as he's talking in there. The women that are passing, very soon one of them, he will talk to one of them, they will come inside. That woman will come inside, he will live with that one. Seven wives are told. He said, they don't want any of the wives at all to say, bim, bim. She will leave that day. She will be kicked out of the house that day. I don't know whether that man used food for his mouth, whether that the Jew, whether that whatsoever. Even the women do, they are possessed. Some of them, when they have one, they will still pass the place the second day. Because they know that the man used to stand here. May God have mercy upon this generation.
These are two life stories. If the person that told me this one is right in this audience.
It's not something you go to Kapacha to go and do. But I won't go into all those details like that. These are personal mysteries of life. May God be gracious unto us.
Some men want to live with other women.
There's an ocean.
You have to repent and put a stop to evil.
Because one of these days, you will meet an angry God.
And if you are a gay, then as you see your eyes, they go up and down, up and down, up and down. There's a way they behave. There's a way they behave.
The reason why one day, somebody came to see me in the house, supposed to be a sister. When she was coming,
what is wrong with this?
When she came inside and sit down and saw the way my face was, she knows when 2 minutes off she go.
Supposed to be inside the message. That is why in some churches the pastor will finish the guest. Because that spirit is on the majority of them. The spirit, they look for themselves. Wherever they are, they look for themselves. There is an attraction to each other. It's not written anywhere, but there is a spirit. And they move from where it moves.
May the Lord be merciful.
Preacher one time that should have been a heavy preacher to this and that. So he take his own wife's senior sister that was living with him.
I finished that one over and over.
Finish that
before that one got married. Then that one married, he not talk anything to the husband.
After about 2 years, then the message came.
She had a hot summer one day and she could not sleep.
Then she had to open up that these are the things that have
definitely this man have warned her never to say this.
What is your?
It means that you have said that these ladies should go to her, that you too, you also go to her.
Then what are you still preaching there?
When you close the door of repentance to both of you.
But when God wants to deal with anything that is his own,
a day is coming. The message will not even be as strong as I'm preaching it now.
It may come very short and very short.
And then that thing will just drop. That person will have no rest.
You won't be able to sleep. You won't be able to eat. You won't be able to do anything. Everything will just end.
You just know that you are dying.
That is when you have to come out.
That's why I always say that nothing is
easy.
The earlier you repent of your sins, the better.
Don't wait till you are caught.
You see that man catch you or God catch you.
May the Lord be aware.
This generation, as you are doing in the days of non eating, drinking,
Allah said, we have come to that same thing again. Gluttons,
drunks, it's natural thing to eat, it's natural thing to drink water or non alcoholic drink. Some of these fruit drink, if you drink them too much, you have pipe also. Majorly drink water. All these other ones, they are only meant to be taken maybe when you are very hungry and there is no food. Because the sugar in there will quickly, your body will take that one and give it a temporary strength. But it is not really meant to be eating, I mean to be taken on top of good belly food. You will kill yourself. Let's leave the medical line. Let's come back. Gluttons and drunks. And you have hybrid generation. Robert says they are soft and they are lazy and they are no good and they are urban generation. These are the words of the prophet himself. Jellyfish. See, that is why before the ball games, people who played it. In our own time, I think people still play. I don't like games to begin with. I only watch, but I don't play ball. Even though when I did it, I don't like all those ones. I don't like boxing because if my dad Ian and dead, wrestling, all those ones. But Brabham was a boxer. He talked about the days when they used to fight. Even some people will fight over 100 rounds of boxes with bare feet. He said, but as at his own time, they have to put feather in their hand. Because if you hit somebody with something, the better will die. Even with that, some still die today in those fights. We were standing in front of this place one day. We just across here with this boy that take goof and things like that. One hit another one with hook like this one, and he started jack. I told my people, enter motor. Because I'm not ready to go and testify anywhere. The boy started jack. Because there are people that are experts that know where they hit. That's one. When you hit that time place one, two times, the person will go from there. You will find some people huge. If they don't know the tactics, a small boy like this that know the tactics will bring the person down in 2 minutes. The person will lie down lifeless. The main thing is a training. But today we don't fight with flesh and blood. Brabra said that when he leave that one, he's no more fighting his fellow men, brethren. He says he's fighting the devil. And he did a good job at it. He won about 50 or so professional fights. This one only got how many thousands of professional fights when he was dealing with the devil. It was to finish. That is what we are seeing going now. From the stored food. That's what we come and use to do the something. When we see where the enemy is hiding and can we give knock, give knock. At the end, he will lie down Yakata. Then the people at least they go and enjoy for some time. After some time, if they want to gather again, we come again, give another knock, give another knock, then they also will leave, then they come back. May the Lord be our one. This generation is said to be wiser and weaker. So wise. But in most cases, it's a devilish wisdom that they have. Small children nowadays don't say anything before them that you are not sure is a correct thing. They will hold you tight. You say so. Maybe before they told you, they will go and tell another person. One boy now, I'm still going to meet him. We still have a meeting because he told me one time that, see, let me tell you something. Say my daddy will be pressing his phone from morning to evening. Say he will press his phone from morning to evening. I said, okay, I'll be there. So I went to the daddy and I said, your son said you will be pressing your phone from morning to evening. He said, they want to use his phone. to watch a video. He needed it. Say, he now say, okay, that he's going to tell Brassan
that you are present.
He said, even when somebody came into the house there, that was preaching to the person, that some people will be pressing their phone from 99. Then he thought, they said, Daddy, are you listening? I'm going to call him for another meeting so that we look at this other side, because I've had him. So we have to reconcile the youth. May the Lord be our help. So these are not the generation where you just see anything before them. You will finish yourself. They are wiser and they are weaker. Ask them to go and buy pure water there. I say, I'm tired. Go and bring, carry that plate to the kitchen. I am tired. What have you done? It's as if there is no bone inside this flesh at all. It's a terrible generation. At least our own was still better. We check that from here to Ido, going to farm, and come back with load on our head. After we have worked for several hours, then we carry load back home. There is no taxi, there is no motorcycle, there is nothing. It is leg go to and fro. And when you are coming, you are not coming empty handed. After you have walked, you are tired. Then you carry load on your head and come back. Sometimes we go like that in the morning and come back before we go to school. Go and carry a rope up that they will set so that you can be able to have money to spend. That's how we live. But this one, may God be merciful to us. In our own time, we survived from when we grew up on hand-me-downs, dresses. When the clothes of the children is better than the one that you are wearing, who are you giving the clothes to? Is it the person that is dressing far better than you want to give your clothes? Some girls even want to wear the clothes that they have seen on somebody's neck. Now, since this person has already worn the clothes, everybody will know that it's the one that gave it to me. And then, Brother Abraham said, I don't mind used clothes. Seconded to Brother Abraham said, he does not mind it. The messenger. I'm not saying it's sin for you to be wearing fresh show, but you got to work hard. And don't steal. If you work hard, and you are able to buy the clothes, fine. But your emphasis should not just be on just how to appear neat and fine and the rest of it. Life is more than that. If you die today, they will bury you with only one clothes. Today, what the world calls virtue. The prophet said that God calls it immoral. The prophet was in a convention one time. He sat down. He said, a lady enter inside. Badly dressed. He said, as she entered, the eye of all the preachers and all the congregation, they turned to the girl as she was going. Then the prophet said, I remember this scripture. That the sons of God looked on the daughters of men and took them with him. Then another scripture came. Whosoever looketh on a woman. Of course, Abraham also saw her. Which means he also looked at her. Because she caused an attention by the way she walked inside. But among those that looked, those that were lost inside their heart, those ones are recorded. But the sons of God, that God has done something to their heart, they can look and not lost. When you are driving, you can't close your eyes as you're driving. You have to be looking not only at the road, at this side, to see who wants to cross road. When you are looking, the only thing is that nothing concerns you about the back. When you are past somebody and you are still trying to follow the person with the rear mirror, you will have a crash. It means that something is wrong with you. What causes temptation, the prophet says? Is the display of female flesh and blood. And how do they display it? They have form-fitting dresses, pretty face, sex appeal appearances. The prophet said, we have seen a lot of this happening, like the national condition of the nations, political disturbance, the situations of the church. Say, but this one that I'm talking about, he said it's new and it must be spoken about. And the preachers saw it in their churches and they closed their mouths. Even in the message, there are so many things that some preachers close their mouths. That is, they will answer for themselves. But for people that come to hear us in this place, we will tell the truth. If hearing the truth will make you not to come again, Godspeed. Godspeed. The prophet said that they are looking for members. Brother Abraham said, I am looking for sons and daughters of God. And that is what we are also looking for. We are not looking, of course, we need members, people to preach to. But we are not looking for serpent seed. We are looking for people that God calls, that God speaks to, that are interested in God's word, that want to follow God's instruction. Those are the ones that we are interested in. So if somebody is not happy with the way we preach, is not happy with the instruction from God's word, you are free. We don't have name where you will put a mark register every Sunday. Say, brother, so present. Sister, so present. This one present. If we are conscious that you are not in church and we remember, we may call to find out if everything is okay. Apart from that, we are here on our own individually. And we will answer for ourselves. There are some people that are not able to come, maybe for health or whatever. They listen or for distance. They listen online. I will be responsible for what I preach. You will be responsible for what you hear. May the Lord be merciful to us. All right. Now the prophet said that women has broken so many countries. Women. This is our country. If you see where women follow and reach, the prophet particularly mentioned Egypt, Assyria, Rome, you see, and what more. And if you look at the Bible, what about David? The major problem that was woman. What about Solomon? Women. You see them like that in the scriptures. You see today in every country. Presidents. Now women. Governors. Now women. The contract that some women get, men with high qualification can never get it. How do they get the contract? With the body. God sees everything. If you are a student and you are in a school and a lecturer says that I have to do this before this one can happen, you better cry out. You better cry out. Set up the whatever if possible. So that we lose the certificate. And yet you will not tell. Of course, there was a preacher in the message that went to, he has preached here said before. He went somewhere. He's not a person from this country. He went to another town in this Nigeria. After he do all the charismatic and things in the church, then he has collected the phone number of so many people. Then he went as if he has gone, but he went to go and rent an hotel somewhere. I was calling the sister to come and be meeting him there. until he was set up and he was caught red-handed. I told that pastor, I said, if there were a happy man, he will sweat. May the Lord be gracious to us. You know, being a preacher in the message does not automatically make somebody a Christian. It doesn't make somebody an angel. Everybody passes through the same process of repentance, baptism in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, and then receiving the Holy Ghost. Until somebody receives the Holy Ghost, I don't care how many years the person is preaching, he can still fall. He can still fall and break his head. We have plenty of it. Things have reached levels. Pastor, rabbi church members, pastors going for Okotizi, Juju, and the rest of them, and pastors. May God have mercy upon us. If anybody, no, there are things they, if you are in university or you go to, there are a lot of things they do there that is very terrible and clinical. They do so pranks. They say clinical pranks. Some demon possessed boys, they will be moving and be holding guests from the back, holding their breast like that, and then they will be laughing. Just because they say he's doing pranks. What type of pranks? If somebody tried that one for you and you don't give him a heavy slap, the matter must reach the VC of that place. Police must see to it. Your brain must come down and see to it. That even if it is dream, if they do that one, they will look at the face of the person many ways before they do another one. But if you laugh, and that one go like that one, you are an angel of Satan. You are an agent of the devil. Laugh. There are things that should not bring your teeth out. Even if the person is a lecturer, you are permitted by the message and the scripture to give him every slap from the front, not from the side. That one is this Old Testament way of slapping. This is the New Testament in this way. You give him back at that one then. Before he will gather himself, he will take some minutes. May the Lord be gracious to us. Prophet, a woman is taking over everything. That's why they want to be this, they want to be that, they want to be that, they want to be this, they want to be that. No wala. They are taking over qualities, took over everywhere. They are always pressing to the headship. When they get in the room, they say that a woman is supposed to be the clinic. Men have been there for a number of times. It's not time for. It is no tongue for women. Women's place is in the kitchen. It's the condition of the country that make us to allow women here to be working. The standard of the message is that women should stay and keep and take care of their children at home. Wash their clothes, be praying when you are washing it. Wash the clothes of your husband, pray for him. If the husband can bring enough home, that will take care of the family. Messagically. The woman don't need to work. But today is a day of no satisfaction. Somebody that have 100 million is targeting 200 million. When they get to 200 million, he's looking at 500 million. When you get to $500 million, he's looking at $1 billion. If I can just ask $1 billion. When you get $1 billion, you are looking at if you can make it two. When you get $2 billion, you are looking at if I can make it five, then I know. There is no satisfaction in making money. No satisfaction. But you need to know actually who you are and what you have come to do in this world. It's not that you even have the money that you will make it to be given like that, whether to the things of God or to people that are poor. Many people, so they have money. Nothing comes out of their pocket. Before some with millions, we put 100,000 or 200,000 there for convention like this one, heaven will move for them. Are you going to spend the money in them? Others, we put the money down for God's program, things will continue. Your own be heaping in there. If you go in the right track, you yourself will regret. All this will be valueless very soon. May the Lord be our help. Motherhood is broke. Let me just use a paragraph. Because most of these things I've said them before, that is why I just. Okay, we see, I think. Yeah, still fine. Right. I just want to read this one, then I'll go and read another one. Now, compare that to paragraph 83. Multiplication of people, the women getting fairer, the sons of God falling, marriage and giving in marriage, divorce cases, living in adultery and so forth. A brother came here before. See, the wife does not believe in the message. Yeah. He came to actually treat his son for UCH. They opened the boy's skull and did the song. We went there. But I said, Brahman, I don't know where we went there to the hospital. So, but the brother, I have been talking to him about his wife because they are not like he is. I don't know whether he's saying that you marry another one. I told him that you put your hand inside another thing, you are finished. When I went to attend a wedding somewhere, then I saw the person. Then he came to greet me. Then I was saying, he said, so person. You are this one. What? I doubt if they will tell him in that church that it is wrong for him to marry another one. He only was here for about 1 or 2 weeks. I've told him, you put your hand inside of it, lake of fire is your final destination. He's there rejoicing and jumping up and down in another place. Everybody will eat. What everybody says, you will eat. The truth, it hurts. But if you stay with the truth, if, look, there is no situation that God cannot change. Also, no situation that God cannot change. But you must, first of all, put your feet in the path of truth. Amen. Why? You say, Brother Abraham, just a minute, I don't know. Listen, brother. Just before you say something, listen to this. Jesus Christ said that whosoever looketh upon a woman to lust after her committed adultery with her already in his heart. And when you see, when a man walks out of his office, walks out of the church, walks out of his house, strides the street, what do you see but a display on every side of flesh? And blood of females, form fitting, pretty faced, tempted,
When a natural man sees all this, what does it bring? Temptation.
Let's read the paragraph from MID. MID 172. I don't have the sermon set here. MID 172.
Now, what a difference in this day. In this day of conception, instead of him being a ruler, she has become his God. Sure, she rules him. Now, you can probably well understand what I've been hitting at. How is he ruling? By her beauty and her sex control, her shape that was given to her by Satan, and by the byproduct that Satan did, she is sent to deceive sons of God, and she can sway more of them to hell than any other instrument Satan has got. That is exactly right. I am talking of the immoral now, not you sisters, who give you your place, right place, in a few minutes in the word of God here. It was in the program. It was in God's plan from the beginning. That's all. The way women rule men is by their beauty and their sex control and the shape that Satan has given to them. And that is why these things are being emphasized in their dressing. A woman that has the Holy Spirit will protect these areas. Leave your face natural. Dress the one that protects that shape, that does not project the shape. Those are the signs that we know that the God who has passed through you and that God is having to leave. Anything short of that one you are displaying, you are in the flesh. I don't care your claim. I don't care your whatsoever. You are in the flesh. And you are not even prepared to even be right. You are an instrument and an agent of the devil. Now the prophet told us, let's read paragraph 110 here. In this flashing red light. Paragraph 130. Yeah. Notice, there is nothing that God could give a man outside of salvation better than a nice wife. There is no man can console, no person can console a person when they are tired. They will confide in anyone like they do their own wife. And what a fortunate thing you brothers are when you have got a nice little wife that is clean and upright and moral. And you can come in when you are tired and weary and sit down and she can talk to you. She can do more with you than anybody else. That is right. She's a jewel. She's a queen. Can the brother say amen to that? Why amen so small like this? I think the sisters will give me kudos for that. God bless you. Waiting in the beginning, it was women that brought the first word to a destruction. And the prophet said, it is still women that will bring this one to destruction. They are the one. Now, let's look at Isaiah chapter 3. Isaiah chapter 3 from verse 16. Moreover,
had the Lord said, Abraham referred to it, because the daughters of Zion are hot, and what will stretch forth next? Some people just, they themselves, they just do their shape, the way they are not really, they just do like this one just to bring out a particular shape. Why don't you just be normal? Are you the only woman? And wanton eyes, walking and missing as they go, and making a tinkling with their feet. You see how the old church is. Are we not seeing it? Therefore, the Lord will smite with his cap the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will discover their secret parts. In that day, the Lord will take away the bravery of their tinkling ornaments about their feet. And their cords, and their ram tires like the moon, the chains, and the bracelet, and the mufflers. Look, after his wash, I don't see the need for any change they had. I don't know where you people bring that one again. Sometimes believers now, so we put BD here. BD for what? Do you have a kingdom title? Look, if you don't normally wear beads, I don't even see it. When you want to wear, then you go and put beads. In traditional wedding, you now put beads because it's a prince, a princess. Is it only that day you become prince or princess? If they offer you chief chancellor title in your father's account, can you think? Then what are you talking about? Gradually, we are just slipping into the world like Samson. The Philistines are upon you. You become many ministers. I'm not talking of here. Of course, you know that nobody closed the mouth of the people. Many ministers and many places, so they will be talking of fine things, mystery. And there is no mystery we don't know by the grace of God. That even this future umbra they will be is taken now. It has been taken at church before. This is, of course, there are plenty new commandments. Practically all the sermons, we have gone over it before. Either pastor or bradley or whatever, or even somebody from, we have gone over it the old time. We know the mysteries. We are not boasting. It's only life we talk about. What do you think the whole message is all about? It's life! It's life! Mystery. At the end of the day, you come and see rottenness. A minister that was a teacher that can teach and teach this beauty until it is shaped like this one. What's the end of the old truth? Basilisk family. Church is scattered. Then what are you talking about? Wife and children completely like stuck unbelievers. Is that what the message is of? Is that what the message is talking about? We know where we are talking about. The chains and the bracelets and the mufflers, the bonnets and the ornaments of the leg and the headbands and the tablets and the earrings, the rings and nose jewels, the changeable suits of apparel and the mantles and the wimples and the crispy paints, the glasses and the fine linen and the wools and the veils. And it shall come to pass that instead of sweet smell, that perfume, that shall be stink. Instead of a gathering rent, instead of a wasted air, baldness, instead of stomach, a gathering of sackcloth and burning, instead of beauty. Let's stop. Prophet Isaiah was foreseeing this day that a day is coming that emphasis will be put on beauty, and women will go to every length to project themselves
They are the one that Satan used to collapse the first world. And they are the one he's using to collapse this one also. And is at it on daily basis. The prophet said, if you want to see the level of a church, what the women? What the women? That's why we are not going to tolerate nonsense. What the women? If you want to do what you like, you go to another church. Not here. You have to follow what the word says. And if you don't follow what the word says, it will be clear. This voice you are hearing will echo and follow you to the day of judgment. It will haunt you. Oh, we have told you the truth. Now the days of God. Let's open to Luke 17. Luke 17. From verse 26. From verse 26. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sowed, they planted, they built, but the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Go ahead. In that day, he will shall be. Okay, let's stop there. Let's stop there. I will. Romans chapter 1. I will see this. That one when I reach. Romans chapter 1, from verse 21. Romans chapter 1, from verse 21. Because that when they knew not, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like a corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, born in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly and receiving themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, truth, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. Not only do they say, but have pleasure in them that do death. You admire something that God despises, you are one of them. Something that is an abomination before God, something that Ichabod is written, you are a child of God, you are saying that you look you. What kind of witness is that one? You are the same. I went to a country
some few years back, and one of the people I know there, later she came to this country. We just saw briefly. Later I saw the boy she was moving with. So this is the boy you are moving with. A boy that joined with rebels is the one you are moving with. Let's see how it goes. Just about last week or so, I saw her with trousers. They were put a picture on Facebook. Then I screenshot, I sent it to somebody. I said, this year, is she back to the world? The person said, Then I called the person. Nobody and they asked for that. It's a question, it's not the answer. Is she back into the world? Then story starts. Say where did he remain few days? When he says no wedding again. Even two people came from state, United States to attend the wedding. The dean did not go. And now she's back behind the houses. When we advise you, if you like, take. If you don't take, now you use happy. Whatever you meet, you pack it. Is we are in charge of that. Some people's anger. One day, boy like this one. Even if anger is standing before them. They will never listen. They will never listen. If you have any of these things of the flesh, and you are pressing yourself or putting yourself where you do not belong, the Bible says, whosoever thinketh himself to be what he is not. He says, it is very pastor. If you have enough anger to break the bone of somebody, you can kill. The anger that can break bone, he can kill. So if you just took out there and you are not praying and say, God, deliver me from this terrible anger, one day when it happens to you and you kill, if you do it here again, you come and stand there. Because I'm not going to talk in parable like this. Just break me in front. Come and give testimony about what happened. That's why the Ram said that is the first stage of man, because you will see the beginning of it, you don't know the end of it. You don't know the end of it. The prophet gave the testimony of his own salvation. That when a lady, when he went to read meter and the lady was talking jargons to him, he said, though he does not believe that. A man, he always said that a man that will strike a woman is not a man. He said, but if this thing that this lady do to him will have happened about just a year back now, he said he will have broken that principle. Because that anger does not respect principle. That anger does not respect advice. That anger does not respect any instruction. That anger does not respect any human being. When Barbara was having the anger, he didn't respect his father. When the anger is boiling, it's boiling. If not because the father was stronger than him to jab something out of his hand, he would have gone to kill those five people. But he said now that you can drag him, tie him rope and drag him everywhere now. That's not. See, that is why I know that what happened to me in that place is original. You don't know yourself until you face the same temptation you used to face before. After your experience, until you face that same old temptation and you see what it produces, that's when you know yourself. If you want to be honest with yourself. But if you don't, if you are not. You love that way. days of Lot, lesbianism, homosexuals, that's what we read there. In 2 Peter. Even Jude, verse 7, can we read that one also? Okay, we have not even read 7, we have just read Romans. Jude, verse 7. Oh, yeah, papa. We have. Okay. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh. Abraham says, strange flesh, not wives. That's just women. There is a way you dress that will make men to be giving you signs. Your appearance gun will show whether this is the type of person we can fool around or not. Your appearance will dictate that one. Once the first of all see the heel of your shoe that is high. No, this one is a member. You see the way you are walking and your buttocks is going this side. You know this one is a member. They see the way you push your chest out. You want to show them. They know that this one is a member. And so on and so forth. You know this one is a member. I know you know the rest. They are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. The prophet said eternal fire because they will completely be burnt and be done away with it. Not that the fire will burn eternally, but the scripture used that word that they will actually be burnt and be ended, done away with completely, to a vanishing point. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 to 8. For if those fear not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell, and deliver them into chains of darkness, to be reserved unto judgment. And spare not the old world, but save not the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. Pause. Sodom and Gomorrah is an example of those that will live ungodly. When you have decided to live your life ungodly and ungodly, think of Sodom and Gomorrah. And from Sodom and Gomorrah came the short sermon of Jesus Christ. Remember Lot's wife. And deliver just law, verse with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them in sin and hearing, verse is righteous soul from day to day with their noble deeds. Amen. The prophet was going for service one day while he was driving. Then he saw a girl. Brother said he was very pretty. She was pretty. But the way she appeared, there is no how that if any ungodly person see, they will press their brake. Then the prophet said he wanted to stop. So when he got to where he is going for service, then he was trying to turn back. He said, I have to tell this girl. He said, as he was trying to make that turn, something warning, they may put you in jail. They may put you in jail. Then he paused. He said, while he stopped like then, he just saw Billy trying to call him. He already sinned in only belief. It's not everybody that is ready to hear. But if anybody come to this within our assumption, we'll tell them the plan. Outside evangelism is different from internal evangelism. There's a the level we can preach outside. Then there's a the level we can preach inside. Brother, we always say that this is my pulpit. When we are back home, we can talk to ourselves as family talks. When it is outside, there's a way we are just trying to throw bait and see if anybody will catch the bait. Then we bring them. By the time they come here, then we now tell them other things. May the Lord be gracious to us. The Bible says the Pentecostals. They want something that can pat them at the back and let them live the way they want to live. He said, but in 1933, when he was dedicating the temple, the tabernacle, the Holy Spirit told him that when you come out of this vision, read 2 Timothy chapter 4. And that 2 Timothy chapter 4, he read the first 5 verses. How quickly as we the time as I have one or two things to say here, but it will soon close. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. For the time, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke with all, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, when they know that this thing they are hearing is too hot. Then they turn their ears away from it, and then they turn unto fables. Say, for what thou in all things endure afflictions, even if they refuse to give you money, it doesn't matter. Even if you have to eat soda cracker and drink branch water, it does not matter. Endure afflictions and do the work of an evangelist and make me proof of their ministry. That's all. That is where he read and he stopped. Of course, in 1962, that was when he gave. He said from that time, 1933, he said he never read from verses forward. Say, did not know. Why? He said, but now he's understanding. That's why he preached the message, the present state of my ministry. In this sermon here, which is 1964, Brother Abraham said, as he goes further, he says his friends are thinning down. And they will keep reducing. Very soon that you will have almost nothing left. And this gospel, the way we are preaching into, friendship are reducing. They are thinning down. No party at the back. There are people that preach also our contemporaries that are multimillionaires. If you can say what the people like, go ahead. Today, because of the spirit that is something, he says, because of abandoned iniquity, the love of many will wax cold. We have to hit it hard. No, sometimes, I think of the ways of people. Look, the people that come from very far, we thank God for them, for the effort they put forth. To come from such time. To come to one service sometimes, some of them will spend thousands. But people that, if you shout here, they will almost hear in their house. Some of them will just be coming and be rushing a few minutes away. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Including even usher. The people you want to usher, they are already sitting down. When the people you want to usher is already sitting down, then you now come late and then be asking them to move. You should go and sit down. How many children do you have? What business are you doing in your house till you will almost 8 o'clock before you enter on every time? What is wrong with you? Go and repent. If you are tracking your church to your house to this place, you should not be late. An officer should be in church latest 7:30. Because you must pray yourself before you start putting this in place. Most of the brothers that come late, so many of them, it is the men that is slow. Their wives are fast. It's a terrible upset. May God have mercy upon us. I'll tell my family this morning that some have come from Iwo before and get to Nusa before many people from this Ibadan. Lateness is a spirit. It's part of abandoning iniquity. It is the coldness of love.
that is causing it. If a sang leader come too late, it's not one man mishaps. Are you when you are playing keyboard? Must be there on time and pray first of all before you start praying prelude. Otherwise, where are you going to get your inspiration to play? You must come on time. If you have things you do in church, let this 7:30 be in church. What are you doing? We have had us to now Wesley of 17 children. We don't have testimony of Dagasika attitude, sluggishness, and the rest of it. We don't have testimony. You will be reading testimony of all things that God did in their life, but you cannot find it. What? Because we are saying we are not up and doing. We are not serious. Not serious. Coming in and going in and like Lot's wife. May God have mercy upon us. Young ones, be serious in the services. When you need to repent, repent. And if God is touching your heart to repent and give your heart to Christ and baptize in water, don't listen to any testimony for any other person at all. You are individual before God. The day God speaks to your heart, act right there. That is the statement of the prophet. You listen to somebody that will pass you away. There was one time that people were listening to the tape of the prophet. And he was talking about water baptism. And they were making up their mind that after they listen to this, they will go and be baptized. Right there in their midst, one of them rose up and spoke in tongues and said, "Thus saith the Lord." And said, "All to what you already have is okay, I will bless you with it." That's an evil spirit. It's not from God. It's prophecy by Satan. May the Lord be our help. This man, the way he preaches, I don't know. Today, the time is too close. If we preach, he finish. Whether somebody like it, whether somebody no, it doesn't. In fact, as you see me so, I don't give a damn to any human being's belief. Once I've spoken the truth. One damn I don't give. I don't see who beat me. I don't know who does not beat me. I don't know who like it. I don't know who does not like it. Once God like it, I am fast. I'm very happy. May the Lord be our help. The prophet said the ratio of good woman to a bad one is ratio 1 to 1,500. It's a direct quote in this psalm. When you see one that is good, you see 1,500. That is bad. That is why we preach the way we preach. The prophet said the conclusion of the old man is to fear God and keep his commandment, because this is the old duty of man. The prophet talked about the crowning of Satan. Which we pray that he does not want Satan to crown his life with the spirit of complaining and murmuring and grouchy and with mixed with worldliness, worldly appearance in the rest of it. Rabbi said that is the crowning of Satan. Before we close, we have spoken about the signs. Now, there are two things that is very vital and important that we must note as we close. In St. Luke chapter 17, verse 26 to 30, I think we have read it also. Yes, open it. Yes. The next verse. Wait. You see, from verse 26, all those things that we read, which we have seen, are we not seeing? That culminate to this verse 29, which Abraham was, the scripture here was revealing the days of Lot. that everything ended up in fire and destruction, which is going to be the end of this generation. Then the last verse now says that, he said, even though shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. The prophet told us that this day is the promise of the revelation of the Son of Man by a Son of Man. A Son of Man is a prophet. The Son of Man is Jesus Christ. In this our own time, and the prophet also called it the last sign that Abraham saw before the promised Son was manifested. It is sign of discernment when Abraham received a visitor that with his back to the tent, he could tell what Sarah was doing and her condition right there when he was talking with Abraham. Why did Sarah laugh? And yes, Sarah was at the back, inside the tent. It is this day. When Abraham was going from place to place, from nation to nation, from church to church, when he gets to the time that this thing was to come, especially when he has seen the pillar of fire lower down, he will say, seed of Abraham, receive your last sign. In culmination of all that we have been hearing and talking about, this flashing red last sign, this is a special sign to the seed of Abraham. And it has been manifested. Has it been manifested? Finally. Matthew chapter 24, verse 28, and Luke 17:37. Matthew 24 says, for wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Now, this is the last clue for the seed of Abraham. The carcass is called the body in Luke. A fresh key. Where it is among the birds that eat, that are carnivorous and things. Eagle is the one that specially go for fresh meat because himself is a hunter. He know where to get the next meat. And in this our day, when Jehovah descended at Jehovah Eagle, and he passed through his prophet, which is also an eagle, then hovering over everywhere to gather the eaglets. They have all of them have the same nature. They are always passing for the same thing. Then he brought all the fresh key. Manna that is not wiggled, that is not contaminated, that people of other ages know nothing about, that denominations know nothing about, is brought before us today. That's what we are feeding on now. On the unfailing word of body of the Son of Man is what is before that we are feeding on now. That is where the carcass is, the fresh kill, the meat of the Almighty God, angels' food. That is where the evils are gathered together. Those that are not evils, they don't understand this one. That is why some that are vulture, they eat from this one, they go and eat from the rotten one. They say amen here, they say go and say amen there. They are vultures. It is the same scripture that is there in Luke 17:37. The last verse. And they answered and said unto him, where, Lord? Where will the thing take place? Where will the bride relay gather? Where will they know what is needed to? Where will they be feeding? How will they survive? He said, and he said unto them, wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. In coming to the revelation of the seven seals, when the prophet preached signs, SARS is this the time. Six dreams were given to him. And himself had a vision that captured. Among these six dreams is the special dream of Juno Jackson. Juno Jackson is given as a dreamer. And he came to the prophet and narrated his dream. And he told us how there was a mountain like this. It has a top like this. And he saw the prophet, something like a crowbar hit his hand, and he ripped off
the head of the mountain. And he said, look on this. He said, sun has not shined on this before. And there was white granite inside. That something was written on, which was interpreted to them. And he said, watch, keep your eye on this. In that dream of Jesus, brethren were gathered there. They gathered, which represented those that will come around the message of the hour. And they were gathered there, and he gave this instruction and said, keep your eye on this. And while he made that statement, then he said, sleep out with me, the going away of the prophet. And Jesus said, with the corner of my eyes, I watch you as you are going, which is off the word itself. As you are going, say you are going over the hill, like that, until you become very tiny and you disappear. He said, but immediately you left. Some pass this way, some pass here, some pass here. It was only few that stayed and looked at that one. His own dream, we condemn him on the day of judgment. I say something happened at his death. Because what was from that great theory, the kingdom contender. What are you contending for? Bringing his own brothers, contrary to that of the messenger. I said something happened the last minute, which is possible. May the Lord be merciful unto us. Let us sit up. There's no room for your game. Except if you are not ready for the journey. If you are not ready for the journey, no wala. Where you are going, there are multitudes there that will perish with you. That you born together, there are multitudes, there are plenty. Billions are going that same way. So it's not that we'll be alone there. If you come this our side too, we are also there with you. But if you go the other way, in fact, you have more multitude in that place than this one. May the Lord be our head. I say, may God be our head. The flashing endless sign of his coming. I think we have had some, haven't we? Let's sing hymn number 202. 202. This one is song for prayer. Solemn. Thank you.
orphans, unmarried ones, guests, if you subject your body for browsing by the ungodly ones, say it does not read meter, you will know whether I read meter that day or not. In John's hall, Jesus read the meter back to that woman. You have had five wise men already. The one you are with now is not even yours. How many have you had? How many men have passed away? How many is touching your body as if they are pressing piano? And you will laugh like idols. Young men, are you guilty of this? Is there be any of you here drinking alcohol? When you show the way you will reap by wind. A day of reckoning is coming. A day of judgment is coming. When you will face the angry God. When the sanctuary will become smoky. That is near today. Repent and put a stop to sin. Repent and put a stop to foolishness. Repent and put a stop to ungodliness. The anger of God is vexing on this generation. God is holy. Nothing unclean will enter that city. You can listen to the teaching. You can look at the drawing. You can see everything. As long as there's an unclean spirit in your life, you are not a candidate yet of that place. Every evil spirit in your life, you must be separated from God. If not, the things you have had, there will be a condemnation to you on the day of judgment. Why we talk like this? It's because the Holy Spirit is here. Angry with the devil. Are you a wife? Stubborn? Your man say this, you do your own, you please yourself all the time. A day of reckoning is coming. I will make him obey me. Are you man that is not man enough to control your wife? The prophet says you are a fallen son of God. Boneless man, sissy man, she man. Abraham said you should wear her clothes. Let her wear yours. Because you are the tail. She is the head. Why the Holy Spirit is condemning ungodliness and unrighteousness, he's also here to fill hearts that are ready. The hearts that agree that these are the word of the Almighty God, and they are ready to follow every instruction of God's word, it's because there is a deep in their heart that is calling to this deep. It's because they are part of this before the world began. It's because that there is a magnet that is drawing them. That shows that they are part of it before the world began. Of such act, the Holy Spirit can descend now and make his abode. You can feel a peace at the end of the service that passes every understanding, that will dissolve the last doubt, that will drive away every fear, that will take away every uncertainty, that will take away every unbelief. And give you solid faith and certainty and assurance that you are part of them. His presence is possible just now.
Besides those at the altar, in case someone wants to remember the prayer, it doesn't mean that those at the altar are sinners. People come to the altar for different things. If you judge by that, you yourself are a sinner. You would like to remember the prayer, you have a request, you may lift up your hand to signify unto God. He's the only one that sees what is in the heart. Even the prophet says, even prophets, they don't know everything. They only know what God revealed to them. Not to talk of those who are not prophets. Hold your request in your heart as you offer this word of prayer. Only believe. When we ask, God promises to answer us.
Gracious
eternal Father, we thank you for this broken word that has come forth. But sometimes it may turn rough. That is not from man's side. That is from your spirit. Lord Jesus, despite the way it has come, not from seminary experience, but from the school of your spirit. And with the word that are given to us, the fresh carcass of our day, I bring these souls before you, Heavenly Father. Those that came to the altar, they came for a purpose. Because there is no picnic ground. They have a reason in their hearts. Lord Jesus, when Anna came to the altar in the temple, she did not go empty-handed. If these ones come the same way, if they come with the same heart, if they come with the same mind, and they believe you that you can answer, Lord Jesus, even the one that prayed for I was a drunken, backsliding priest, by your grace, we are operating under the blood of your Son Jesus Christ, who has cleansed our life and put part of his spirit in us. I pray for this one that you answer their prayers and grant their needs and solve their problem. Give them assurance, Heavenly Father. The hands that are up of your children signify the needs that they have. I pray that the pillar of fire that can sink in and out of human being, may you attend to their needs, Heavenly Father. We are living in a wicked age when Satan is seeking for disciples to populate the lake of fire with himself. Master Jesus, and your children, having been enlightened by your word, they desire to run away from every appearance of the devil. And whatsoever desire they have, may you grant it unto them, Heavenly Father. May the pillar of fire put a seal on their knees, Lord. Give them assurance, Heavenly Father, that you have answered their prayers. May every effort turn to testimonies to the glory and the honor of your name. Let it be, eternal Father. Push back every works of the enemy. Lord, every attitude of the devil, Lord, whatsoever he wants to project to any of your sons and daughters that are going to take shelter under your blood, under this bleeding wall, may the grace of the Almighty God stand for everyone, therefore. Let it be King of Glory. May you have a testimony where the enemy will come back to each of them to come back to steal these blessings, to come back to try to say something contrary to this unto their heart. May the pillar of fire push it away. It's the same pillar of fire that brought the prophet even though as a sinner from smoking, from drinking, and from flirting. You can still do the same thing. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you block the activities of the devil. Grant victory unto your people. Thank you, eternal Father. If there be anyone that is sick in their body, whether physically present or absent, and they are within this voice that is here, may the pillar of fire move to each person. Touch their body. Heal their sicknesses. Restore strength unto them. Bring them to perfect health, Lord, to the glory and the honor of your name. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Dear Lord, when we come back again for the next service, your fountain is inexhaustible. May you pour down your blessing again. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. Sorry we are late a little bit. Rescue that perishes. Shall we rise? That's what this means.